And welcome! You have found yourself at the Monkey Magic Podcast, a light-hearted and affectionate look back at the classic TV series Monkey, produced by Nippon TV and adapted from the classic Chinese novel Journey to the West. This podcast will take a nostalgic look back at this morals-infused adventure and consider what lessons we could learn for the 21st century. My name is JP. In this week's episode, pilgrims enter a country where an evil wasp witch with a magic whip flies on her chariot, stealing children from their parents. The witch lives in a poison mountain called Kija and has 100 or more children of her own. No one knows what she does with the stolen children. While Sandy and Pigsy help the villagers set traps and prepare themselves to fight the witch, Monkey decides to pay her a visit. Sometimes fighting evil only strengthens it, while gentleness can transform it into good. Welcome to the Monkey Magic Podcast with me, your host, JP. Welcome again to the Monkey Magic Podcast. This week, episode 47, Mothers. The narrator opens to say, "Happiness is nothing you can take or own. Few know this, therefore people cannot take with each other without laws. So sometimes laws must be harsh, but however gentle the judge, he must be harsh, whatever the law demands, or the law will not work, even for the Buddha in us all." So what's going on here? The pilgrims are walking, but they can hear something. And Pigsy spots a hysterical woman.
Wait! Don't you hurt yourself!
Leave me alone!
Don't be silly!
I want to die! Leave me alone!
No, you don't!
Let go!
No, I Now, calm down! Oi, that wasn't very nice!
Don't do anything!
She's hysterical, you're supposed to hit her!
Looks like she was trying suicide as she's suffocated her own baby, which Tripitaka presumes must have been an accident. They take her down to the village centre. Pilgrims think she's crazy. She's a nutter. Out of nowhere, a witch appears. She's got a magic whip. So it seems like this witch is terrorizing this village. She steals children when she visits. And this woman that was going to commit suicide, Young Hua, was outside with her baby.
"Let me tell you how she killed her own baby. A witch. A frightful, cruel woman with a magic whip came here." "No one knows where she lives, but she steals children who are never heard of again."
Just on the witch herself, she's a terrific fighter, and she's saying, "Where are your babies?" She's pretty scary, right? 100%. Keep the kids inside. And that was the problem previously. They were all kind of huddled too close together, so it was an accidental suffocation.
"Suffocated. The child couldn't breathe. Master, she blames herself, though who would have guessed? Now her grief has driven her quite mad."
She saved the other kids, yes, but geez, what a terrible price, right? It seems this witch lives in a poisoned mountain, and a running count at the moment is she's stolen about 100 babies so far. Like, she's been terrorising this village. Even when the pilgrims are trying to get water out of a well, it's like it's salt water. Why? Because people are just crying the whole time.
"She threw herself down this dry well. It has been filled with tears ever since. A dreadful story, awful.
Monkey's outside on his own and Tripitaka joins him. And you know what? It's a wee bit sad for Monkey because it's making him realise that he never had a mother, right? His mother was effectively the earth, right? He was born from an egg on a mountaintop, right? And Tripitaka just tries his best to console him a wee bit.
Mother's darling. Ah, yes, how would I understand anything? The only mother I had was a cold hard rock, wasn't it?
Perhaps you'd find one day.
Idiot! It's too late. You either have one or you don't have one. I didn't. That's why I don't want to hear all that soft stuff. Not special, they're just ordinary women. Monkeys don't need them.
But there's no getting away from it. Monkey just feels like unloved. If Mother Earth was a real person, very sad. The next day, Sandy's piping up to say, maybe we could try and trap this witch. Monkey, could you maybe transform into your wasp form and just see if you can have a little scout around the area? Yeah, so he does that. We see the kids are in a cave. The witch spots and swats it. Like, see, she calls it horsefly. Maybe it's been a horsefly all the way along. I always assumed it was just a wasp. Maybe it's a hornet. I don't really know what the difference between hornets and wasps are. And horsefly, that feels like it's more of a... That's not a wasp, is it? The bottom line is, Monkey's in agony. He sees the bones of children.
Bones of children? That horrid witch.
He's able to escape, returns to Tripitaka to explain. There's an old woman in the village. It seems to be, you know, just she's got a bit of insider information. She says that the witch is a wasp spirit and she's got 100 kids of her own, right? So it would seem that she loves her own kids, but she hates other people's kids. Right, I mean, really?
Does the witch have children of her own, Grandma?
Yes. Who knows, but we believe she's a wasp spirit, you know. Like all insects, she has 100 children or more.
100 of them?
Yes, 100 or even more.
Oh, that witch is really a foul creature. Children of her own whom she loves, and yet she murders other people's.
Well, so it would seem to be. She's got 100, and she's depriving the village of 100. So it's a 200 kind of turnaround.
Only someone who was also magic could hope to fight her, though.
We've got tricks of our own.
Yes, you have.
Eh?
Before too long, the witch is back in the village. Monkey confronts her.
Tripitaka! The witch is coming! Monkey, you wanted to know!
Know what?
The witch! She's on the way!
Shout! Nobody's deaf!
Let's go and stop her.
Amazingly, she's heard of Sandy.
I've heard of those skulls, of course. He's Sandy, the famous fool.
Oh, the witch didn't know you,
no, though. And she didn't know me.
Like, how? Like, seriously? She's no heard of Monkey.
I know who you are.
No one knows my name.
Huh. Well, who wants to? Yes. I, however, am Monkey.
There's a fight, of course. It's Monkey and Sandy versus the witch. Pigsy, he's a bit late to the party, but he does try to help. But the witch escapes. And on the way out, she steals a baby as hostage. Again, this new woman is distraught that her child's gone. Oh, dear. And she's just walking through the streets of the village, utterly in shock. Right? It's just like, but why? But why is she kidnapping these kids?
Monkey has this theory that she uses them to lay her eggs in. I think it's too horrible to think about.
Pigsy's getting the honour to go and visit her mountain disguised as a real pig. It would seem that there's kids crying in the dungeon. They're basically being guarded by employees of the witch. Tripitaka's, right, listen, mate. Maybe if I can do some meditation that'll maybe we'll find an answer to this little riddle. And what do you know? Buddha appears. How can violence always be wrong? Buddha says, what is evil? You could try leaving this to me. And Buddha can magic a kid back. She's the youngest of the witches' kids. Everyone has a right to live, right? The witch, however, is like, where the hell is little Idol? That's the one that Buddha's pinched. And she's like utterly distraught that one of her kids has gone missing. The guards are like, she must have left the hive, right? We never seen her go. Could she have been taken as a hostage? The witch flies off to investigate.
Well, let's hear the sobbing. I don't hear a sound. I'll find you.
Back at the village, the disciples are ready for her. And Monkey says, yep, she's a prisoner. So again, there's another fight with the trio. And she's too strong for them. Runs round the corner and sees Tripitaka. And then, right on cue, Buddha appears. Always a sting wasp woman. A sword is given to Tripitaka. Buddha says Tripitaka should kill the child. Now, naturally, he doesn't want to do that, right? But Buddha says, no, you need to. The witch, of course, no, Denny, do it, Trippy. Please, no. But Buddha's ordering it. You know, it's a wee bit like Abraham or something up in the mountain. He'd kill his kid and he doesn't want to do it. But God says he should, right? Anyway, Tripitaka is refusing because I just can't go through it. But what about Monkey? He's less honourable, so he picks up the sword. And the witch is distraught, but look, there's blood on the sword. Has that been murder? Buddha says, the wasp spirit, are you grieving? Idol was just one of 100. I mean, how can only one life matter? But hang on, what about all these human mothers that you've been pinching babies from? What about them? I suppose I do regret that a wee bit, Buddha. She's going to commit suicide. She stabs herself. But magic happens when both are restored.
Ah, it makes you all sentimental. You appreciate your mother.
I've never forgotten. Another one.
So, what was the episode about? What was that all about? Well, I mean, obviously, that's really all about mothers. And you know, this wasp woman, she's like, she likes her kids, but she doesn't like kids of others. I'm assuming it's like, this is maybe a monkey commentary on, you know, like getting school places for the local primary school. It's like the witch is probably, she's got the names down of her kids almost immediately from when they're at conceived stage, because they will be getting the primary one place when it comes round. Well, and you know, just the women in the village, they've not even worked out what school's in their catchment zone by the time it's like the witch has got all the places sewn up. And if there's a sort of, you know, local authority or something like that that's trying to regulate this kind of thing, well, she's ultimately just pinching the babies from the mothers in the village and just killing them. So, I accept my kids shouldn't be having all the places, but look, no one else is applying for these primary schools. You don't want places to go to waste, right? Because, you know, that's... Yeah, the teacher doesn't want to be going to half-empty school. Then you're going to have to be sacking teachers, right? I don't want any teachers to be made redundant. Therefore, it's a wee bit like, for the greater good of teaching jobs, then it's probably better off that you just take all of my 100 kids. You think it's something like that? A wee bit. And you know, it's, the more you think of it, we're saying there's obviously an issue with school places in this particular area. And that is heavily influenced frequently by migration. So quite often you'll find politicians saying, we need to halt migration because it's going to be impossible to get your kid in a primary school place because they're all going to be taken up. Exactly what the witch wasp is doing here, taking all those places. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case, because if you look at it from the other perspective, maybe in a lot of occasions from a migration point of view, the teacher is coming from migration, right? And it could be that they're struggling to attract the local teachers. So, like, people are having to get bussed to, like, towns miles away just because there's a lack of teachers. So really what you're trying to do there is square that circle between how much migration can you have that doesn't mean your school places are all being taken up by wasps, compared to, yeah, we probably don't want to have too many, but we definitely need the teachers. It's an absolute conundrum, isn't it? No wonder people in government, like, have sleepless nights worrying about things like that, because before you know it, if you get that decision wrong, you are going to get stung at the next election, aren't you? Jeez, thanks, Monkey, for bringing that to your attention. The other thing that came massively through in this episode, and it is very sad, is Monkey's loneliness. Because when the others are all talking about their mothers and stuff like that, he's a wee bit lost because he doesn't have a mother. He was born from an egg on a mountaintop, right? He was created by the elements. I suppose in a figurative sense, his mother is like Mother Earth, but it's not been a real person. So he's like a wee bit of a lost soul. He's the kind of Peter Pan of the show. That, like, he doesn't grow old, he doesn't have any family. Well, he's got his boss and his fellow travellers here, but he doesn't have any real family. And he's got subjects back in his kingdom of fruit and flowers, but they're his employees, really. He doesn't have any blood family. And most importantly, he doesn't have a mother. He's cuts a wee bit of a sad figure in some ways, because, you know, like the Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann, you know, he's got all that, you know, the witty repartee and the banter and the funniness, and something behind all that, there's a deep sadness. And he's really just, the charm and the gregariousness and all that is actually a shield against that. There's a good song called The Clown by Becky Cole, which kind of touches on these themes that, you know, she paints on the clown's smile and the laugh and the joke to hide the pain. That's Monkey here. And you do sometimes find that, don't you? With, like, people who you'd expect to be the happiest, like comedians, because they're making everyone laugh, they're laughing. But oftentimes that's a shield as well. And quite often they're deeply unhappy. So behind that veneer of charm, there's pain. And that's exactly what Monkey's feeling here when he's hearing all his colleagues talking about their family relations. And he realizes he doesn't have one. Very sad, eh? Very sad. Original transmissions for this one. In the UK, the 27th of March, 1981. In Japan, the 30th of March, 1980. And in Australia, the 7th of July, 1981. Well, the curse of the witch is over, but Monkey is still sitting on his own. The witch has turned good, but who cares, right? He's just sad. He's very sad. He's the lonely guy behind the wisecracking.
So, the witch turns good. Poor old motherless Monkey is still alone. Motherless. Wish I'd had a mother, though. What if I'd had the witch? Better than nothing.
Really, there's a terrifying aspect to Monkey. The old woman, however, says, listen, maybe you don't have a mother, Monkey, but maybe you could have a grandmother. How would you feel about that?
He's such a nice boy. So kind and so well-mannered. And no mother. Do you think I could think of him as mine just in my heart?
I'm sure you could. I'm going to tell him. You know he was feeling lonely because he'd never had a mother?
Good. Now at least he's got a grandmother.
Sometimes fighting evil only strengthens it, where gentleness can transform it into good. Further, Buddha does not judge. We judge ourselves. And this is difficult and dangerous for us too. It is difficult, and we stand on our heads to be right, and dangerous, because we are crying with ourselves. There is only one way, the middle way. Join us next week for episode 48, The Tenacious Tomboy. Catch you then.
You find ropes into your imagination that can fetch an open falling forever. See colors, stars, and the evil rainbows. We have so much we can discover. Never star that's shining through the darkness.
You were listening to the Monkey Magic Podcast, an affectionate look back at the iconic Japanese TV series Monkey. Monkey is available on Blu-ray and DVD from Fabulous Films and will be coming to a streaming service to you soon. Meantime, please like, share, and if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you at monkeymagicpodcast@gmail.com.
and Guinness 2022 on Twitter. So a few things this week. Firstly, we hear from XJ for the first time in a wee while, saying, I agree in general there is a cut-off point for cosplay, but don't you think it's still okay for things like Halloween? Well, very apt, XJ, because this episode will probably air around then. So yes, that is a notable exception. So I thought in the past we thought Halloween was really about ghosts and ghouls and things like that. It's now become almost a little bit of a fancy dress type thing. So yes, if you're an adult, particularly if you're in North America, it's completely acceptable. Good point. We also heard from a new listener, PD, who very complimentary says, I love your takes on these episodes. You look at the subject matter with great detail. Well, yeah, I don't know if that's sarcastic or not, PD, but yes, I do try to find those meanings in the episodes, so I hope you enjoy it. And last, but certainly not least, we hear from Max Sedan, who turns out is a fan of the world of voodoo. Well, good on you, mate. It's the big heat. There's someone following you too. Keep listening.
My name's JP. Thanks for listening.